Jordan's a pretty quiet guy. He's often in his world, happily, I'd say. But boy, he loves to have other people around him. Adam and I, we just thought, oh my God, there's proof. Proof that, as much as we'd think he'd be happy in his room watching his DVDs all the time, what he loves most is just meeting people. Like, we're not enough for him. Yeah, he needs more than just, you know, his parents. He needs other people. Other people give him different kinds of things.
And he will communicate. He does. If he trusts you, he will write, or he will force you to write. Like, he'll hold onto your hand and force you, right? It's about trust. So if I imagine the future...
We're very frustrated with the system, the slowness of the system. Applying for adult funding, like years in advance. And even then, you still wait. Even after you qualify, you still have to wait to see any of the money.
There's also this emotional, there's just a barrier that gets that, it's hard. It's really, really, as a parent, no matter how engrossed you are in the world and your life, it's really hard for some reason to open that computer and start the process of applying to adult funding. Oh, and the life gets in the way, the pressure of those immediate things that need to be dealt with. It's hard to think that the day will come when Jordan will reach 21.
And I'm like, am I in denial? He will turn 21. He will be dropped from his current things, systems, and institutions. We were suddenly told he can't go anymore. Except it wasn't sudden, because, like, we'd known it was coming. But it still felt sudden, because he's been going there since he was 2. And all those people he trusts, they'll disappear from his life, from our life.
And lots of programs, post-21 programs, are pay-per-service. Even those are costly, and they're hard to get into because Jordan's nonverbal. So he needs someone who gets his cues. And really, medically, people don't know what to do with those 22-year-olds. You know, kids that 25 years ago might not have survived into their early adulthood. So what kind of programs are out there for these kids, for Jordan?
There's almost this kind of warehousing that happens, where people just go to be occupied, to fill time, where kids might be safe, where people might be kind and lovely, but there's no fire in anybody's eyes. And yes, truly many of these programs are doing the best that they can, but they're not very aspirational. Where will he go then? How will he contribute to this world? Because he can.
If I imagine the future, I imagine a place where Jordan can go. He has a place to go during the day, that he's having a rough day. Somebody can sit down with him and, you know, and be with him, based on him. We need a beautiful space and fill it with kids, with young people, as well as, you know, support people. Not just a place to be safe, a place to just go.
A place where my kids' successes are celebrated, where if he smiles 5 times in a day, that's a celebration. He doesn't have to be an Olympian to be seen as valuable or to be showcased in a fundraising campaign. He can just be his awesome self with potential, interacting with other kids, delivering attendance or whatever, because that's his job, his responsibility, his thing. His medical needs are met, sure, that's fine, but that's not the reason for living. That's not living.
This is what we need from our system to move into the future. I don't need an institution to give me pamphlet. Sure, he needs us as parents, but when I imagine the future, I imagine a community for living.